Hello, welcome to the Drivecast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past week, we continued in our series Adulting, where we're looking at eternal life hacks from the book of Proverbs. At this point in the in this series, there are many, many topics that we could really look at because Solomon touches on so many different topics. But the one we keyed in on today is generosity. In this passage, it says this, and in Proverbs 22, verse 9, it says, "Whoever has a bountiful eye will be blessed, for he shares his bread with the poor." Now, the word bountiful eye, or that phrase, bountiful obviously means a lot, and the eye is really the perspective. So the idea here is that the person who has a perspective that he has a lot is willing to share with the poor, and he'll be blessed for it. If you look at a different translation in the NIV, it actually says the generous person gives. And I think it really comes down to perspective, that the people who see themselves as having a lot or see themselves as having enough, they are more likely to be ready to share with other people. So generosity really is a perspective. I think that, you know, when I look at the people in life who are most generous, the people I've come in contact with, the friends that I've had, the people who have reached out to me to be generous with me, there's something about those people that we really admire, right? And I myself, I want to be a more generous person. My wife and I have talked about, you know, how we would love to be the people someday that can just write the check, you know, for people and, you know, take care of someone's mission trip or take care of someone's need. But the reality is that, you know, generosity is a character trait more than it is an act that you just go do. It starts with a perspective. And I think that's why it's so important to look at the gospel, is because in Christ, we see that God gave his only son. That says something about who God is, but that in Christ, because of our sin, Christ was sacrificed on our behalf so that we could be made right with God. In that way, then, God is providing salvation for us. I mean, I think generosity should be the natural reaction of looking into what all that God has done and given for us, all he's provided. So it really starts with a perspective. And, you know, the other thing about being blessed, it's interesting. If you look at Proverbs in many different passages, it talks about how God will bless you, or he will sustain you or provide for you as you give. In Malachi 3:10, it talks about how God was challenging the Israelites to bring in the whole tithe and see how much I will pour out my blessing on you. So the question is, well, how is it a blessing then? Because it goes counter to what we all kind of think in terms of blessing. When I think of having a blessed life, I think of having a lot of stuff and having my material possessions met, having my financial needs met. Oftentimes, that's the way we think. But here God is telling us that accumulation of things is not God's economy of what generosity means or what blessing means. That blessing is simply that God's favor is on your life, that he will meet your needs. And like it says in Malachi 3:10, you really can't outgive God. So in that passage where it talks about how the person with a bountiful eye will be blessed as he gives because he shares, it's a different type of blessing. You know, I wonder if you feel rich in the Lord. Is your perspective on what God has given you, does it make you feel rich and blessed? Do you trust that God is going to continue to provide, whether it's your time, or whether it's your finances, whether it's your relationships, whether it's your whatever type of investment you want to make? Do you sense that God is going to be there on the other side of it to provide? You know, I think I found in my life that when I choose to put others' needs above my own, God always seems to meet me there. And the richness that I sense is what God is constantly providing for me. I think the biggest struggle is when we start to believe the lie that we have to provide for ourselves, that we have got to protect our stuff, our time, our money, our resources. And God is telling us that he wants us to have the same heart that he has. I think wherever you're at, I just think you need to consider, you know, do you view God as someone who is blessing you? Do you view God as someone who's providing for you and therefore willing to meet the needs of others? Let me pray. Father, I pray for myself and for the hearts of the listeners that you would just help us to have a correct perspective, that we would see you as the giver of all good things. We would see all our possessions as things that you've given, and we would put our future in your hands. God, use us to be a blessing to others. I pray that you would leverage our lives and all the resources that you've given us for your benefit and for your kingship. We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Wherever you're at, if there's an area of life that you feel like God's challenging you to be more generous, just take a second and lay that before the Lord. Well, thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast today. Till next time, God bless.